what's the most important thing you can learn about your players on a day like today?
We did off-ice testing. We test speed and endurance today. What you're looking for is forward motion, right? You're looking for... Oh, such a find. You're looking for the returning players to be where they're at or better. We've got a handful of guys that we would consider their fitness elite, so there's not going to be a lot of room to improve, but there'll be a bunch of guys that we're looking to get better, and then a baseline for all the new guys.
Did everyone pass their medicals?
Yep. Yeah, we had a good day there.
Outside of the two younger guys hurt, anybody else that we should be...
Nope, there's nothing else that we're bringing in. Everybody's cleared for full contact, full go tomorrow. We'll probably hold any of the injured guys out of the first exhibition game. And there's only a few of them, just to give them a few more practices to make sure they're right. But they're going full on in the first practice, so we're not holding anybody back. I'm sorry?
Green was young stars at upper body, but what about Kostelik? What's his
issue? Upper body as well. He's in a quite a bit shorter term than Green is, I would say, day-to-day.
How much have you had in the way of conversations, or how much time have you had to spend with Mason and Kulikov?
A fair amount. So Kulikov, you start with watching his entire year from last year and going back into Florida, talk about the injuries so that you're kind of on the same page with what you'd seen. And then different goaltenders than a player defensively, we'll give them two or three things in camp we'd like them to really focus on. One of them is going to be just getting up to speed with what we do, and then getting his game back to where it was prior to last season. He had a real tough year with injuries, and it affected just about everything that he did on the ice. The year in the playoffs in Florida, quite a bit different player, and we'd like him to get back to that.
In your mind, how does the acquisition of those two players change the expectations that you have for this team?
Those two and then two more, and I'm not trying to be funny when I say we added Tyler Myers this year. There is a clear indication that we can score goals, that we have that kind of offensive talent, but the weaknesses in our game are almost all defensive in nature. The goaltender helps two defensemen, if they stay healthy, very much health. And Matt Hendricks, a big piece of that penalty killing that we've been looking for. Both Kulikov and Myers will kill penalties for us as well this year. So addressed in acquisitions the areas that we deemed we needed the most help.
Does Kulikov change how you approach your defensive strategy going into the year?
No. You know, like, keep in mind that 3 years ago, we had a franchise record for goals against at about 204. The systems haven't changed from that. The personnel changed, we believe, and it changed greatly, and it got quite a bit younger. I know that we can get back to that number or close to that number, and that's what we're shooting for. It takes some time for younger players first to value the defensive side of the game and then develop the skill, because it is a skill to defend. But a few more veteran guys, those two guys on the back end, just, you know, they clean up some of your problems, some of your mistakes, and they help the goaltender out a whole lot.
The fact that Mason's played in a market like Philly, do you think that should help him with the scrutiny that he's undoubtedly going to face in a market, Canadian market?
Oh, I think so. They're a friendly bunch there as well. And for sure, all experience is valuable. When you can face something for the second time, you're stronger with it and you can anticipate it. We're going to do what we can to give both our goaltenders a little easier night than we gave them some nights. And we have full faith and confidence they're going to do some things. They're going to win us some games. And we need that as well, as every team does. So having been around the track a few times helps in that position.
He was very candid with us about some dark days back at Columbus and got a new lease on life in Philly, and is even more excited now. Did you know that about him? And what does that say about the gentleman?
It's such a difficult thing to have great, great success early on and then have it go away from you. And when you have no pro experience and everything is new for you, you're in a man's locker room, it's a completely different game. And it's not a complaint, but the media becomes more ruthless. This is a capitalist sport, and it's a performance business. So it's very difficult as a young player to deal with that. And there is no more position in the game that's a confidence position, and that you can lose that real quick. You've seen so many young guys, goaltenders, who'll put that year up, and then they're out of the league. They disappear. Now I look at it as a huge benefit that he's been through that, that he can handle that. There are no straight to great seasons for any goaltender, right? They have to go through it because everybody's having a tough night.
He's obviously embracing the number one role, but it seems to really be embracing an opportunity to be a mentor, which he admits didn't really have himself.
So there's the experience factor. He understands the value of it. It was part of the conversation prior to the signing, that in getting to know his personality, that he would be willing and able to do that, to make sure that the relationship between the two goaltenders in the room had been strong in the past, and it had. And he has a willingness to work with someone, and Connor's feeling the same way. He wants to fight for that job as well, so really healthy competition there.
When you talk about health competition, the battles at the bottom six, or yep, really the bottom three, has it ever been this intense in your time here?
Not here. I mean, we had, I'm not going to say players by default, but we had players who'd come into those bottom six roles out of amateur hockey that you don't see very often. So it's almost, you'll pick your line A's and your Ehlers and say, okay, we're living with that, but we're playing them in the top nine. And you rarely do that with younger players, but we did it with other young guys in Kopp and Patan, and then Armia kind of worked his way up. But Dano and Tanev, and I'm going to miss some guys, but you're also the ice time there for Matthias wants in on that. Hendricks now, another veteran guy that's fighting for those jobs. So it's as competitive as I've seen it anywhere.
Are you looking to utilize or hoping to utilize that kind of fourth line differently this year?
I'm hoping I'm able to. Yeah, I'd like to be able to shave a half minute, a minute off a couple of lines up top. I'd like to have those players be really in charge of that PK unit to get them some ice time there. I don't mind Scheif and Wheeler killing penalties more as a rotational thing. If you're taking a lot of penalties, you can't have your A guys sitting cold on the bench for stretches of time. But I'd like it to be the shortest part of that and kind of at the end of it and get other men in there feeling responsible and capable to do that job.
Does Matt Hendricks get a little upper edge or advantage because he's kind of that veteran guy who can also help in the room?
You have to fill a role here now as much as be the better player. So, and the debate on whether skill puts you over the top as a better player, I won't fight that, but I will say that the roles matter. So what you do on a nightly basis, if you're better in 7 minutes than a guy who's not used to playing 7 minutes, we need to win that hockey game. He gets that job. Now, you still have to outperform, so that competition is there. You have to be better than the other player. But there's a real value in that role definition on your players that are playing on your fourth line. We don't have a player in our lineup right now who's considered a heavyweight. We won't have that. So we've got to make sure, though, that those players on that fourth line aren't taking a backward step either when they're out on the ice, that they can drive the pace and they can play a physical grinding game without that guy, that security blanket.
Are you going to approach this training camp, or maybe even more so the preseason games, differently this year than what you have in the past?
Certainly more than last year, just by showing up. We've changed probably all of that mentality in terms of, because we also have some players now that we know. So the exhibitions in the last 2 years, you're trying to find out about guys. There aren't a whole lot of new faces. The new faces, I can watch 3-4 years of their video and get a real good handle on what they do. So it's now less about finding out about the player and trying to find a fit for him, as it is, these are the number of games. So I've got the first 4 games basically scheduled. I understand that injuries are going to change that after the first day of practice, but they're going to get their opportunity for 1, 2, or 3 games to do what they can, and then I'd expect we're going to get to a fairly deep cut.
What's a good number for Steve in terms of games to get ready for the year?
Close to 3. So it may not be 3 full, but both Connor and he'll get close to 3.
So when you look at your team on paper, now seeing them here, I mean, what's the state of this team? Are you happy with what you have?
Yeah. I like this team, and I'm looking for a little return on investment over the last 2 years that we put. We still have lots of room to grow. Patty's 5 months older, right? So he's got a bigger beard, but he's still got lots of time on the clock. But the guys that we put into our lineup, and I understand that maybe they weren't first-line players, a first-line center, that it's that dramatic piece. But for our needs and what we wanted to do, help out our group, but not take ice away from some of the young players in doing so. I'm not talking about all the young players. I'm talking about some of them need to continue to play big minutes. They need to continue to learn how to play against the other team's best and drive this team. But we needed some help in some structure and strength in kind of the bottom part of that group. So I'm very happy with it.
Is that a delicate balance when you're talking about the players and not taking away the ice time from the younger guys and that?
It's only a delicate balance if you're siding with the younger player when there's another guy there that might be a little bit better. Our young guys are pretty darn good. So it's not that hard to put them back on the ice. What we want is that to be able to get four lines off the bench a little bit more in our conference with our travel schedule, and maybe as much as playing four lines, suffer the injuries that we're going to suffer. We're at 350. We've had big numbers, especially on our back end. Some of it may be a function of our travel schedule. We're just going to have to carry a little deeper group to survive what may come our way. We've run a lot of injuries off our back end here for 3 years, so we're deeper now on our back end.
Straight stats aside,
last one,
is Mark Scheifele elite in your mind, or how does he get there?
Yeah, he is now, and he's looking for a far higher ceiling. The tell for fans won't be his points. So if he capped, now this is going to be heresy in his mind, but if he capped out at 82, he's thinking hundreds and we're all for it. But the big jump in our game is him driving the whole game, right? Both ends of the rink out against the other team's best and producing that. He's very close to that now. I am running him against the other team's best now. The final number for him is wins, right? Because when you're carrying that responsibility, he's a captain in the room. He's playing against the other team's best. He's going to be our big minute forward. He's going to be, in his mind, he'll tell you, he'll be our leading scorer. We hope there's lots of competition for that. It's going to be wins.
Thank you.